This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm already getting worn out for opening day tickets for the San Diego Padres. You know by whom?
Foster?
No.
I got work that day. Taking Jackson down to Disneyland. But I'm taking a pair if you got them. You got any laying around?
Not my wife. She's already wearing me out. My wife. My beloved wife. It says, where are we on you excluding me from opening day every year? I said, I'm not. She said, well, after 9 years, that would be a change. Opening day tickets, my sweet love, are very hard to come by.
Guess what? Every game tickets now are going to be hard to come by. In fact, let's just make this an announcement.
She's
going to
wear me out.
Tier ones in general, but specifically to our friends, Hannah, family, and loved ones out there. We can't get you tickets. Not anymore. I don't think so. I mean, maybe 5 years ago.
Do some giveaways, maybe. Potentially.
The Padres. Yeah, we got 40 extra tickets if you'd like them. Not anymore. Not going
to
happen.
We used to be able to give away 25 packs if we wanted to.
Those days are over.
So we work opening day. It's a big day for us. We'll be down there. We'll be working. So, I mean, I don't go to showings and stuff with her. Hey, when are you going to take me to a showing or an open house? You know, this is work. How's that going to fly at home? Hey, do you mind if I just come hang out at your open house this weekend?
Do you think you'd be good at staging a property?
Absolutely not.
No?
No. There's nothing about her job selling real estate that I would be good at. Nothing.
I was just discussing with Shelley last night. We're thinking of inverting our downstairs and turning the TV room into the living room or the sitting room and turn the living room into the kind of the TV room. So you know my house where you come in, and it's the bigger room.
Yeah, you should make that the
TV
room.
But no one sits out there because that's, you know, everyone has the one most, I mean, most people who have a house.
Yeah.
You have that one room.
It's worthless.
That no one really sits in. Yeah. And we've got the biggest room. It's the nicest room, and no one uses it because it's the sitting room and there's no TV.
Then you have a smaller room
and
in
then
the back.
We had that growing up. We had a room with like two couches and a coffee table.
No one sits there.
Like, if somebody was ever sitting there, I'm like, oh God, who died? Like we have to have a family meeting or
family
something.
Meeting and then in here on the nice divan.
And then we've got the smaller little room where the TV is, but there's like two tiny chairs and a small little couch, and it's not big enough for even our family to sit in.
Right.
And everyone, because the dogs are usually taking up the entire couch, so there's nowhere
good idea
for everyone to sit. So we're going to switch that, and you come in and have the big, nice room, and we'll just hang out there. And then if the little room has the fireplace, and it's like, okay, if you want a little quiet fireplace time.
Yeah, reading room.
Go in this room and read or something.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Do that. Yeah, I think it'd be awesome.
Going to have to take the TV off the wall, though, and then fix the wall. And
yeah,
there's some fine. There's some process that's involved.
I think it'll be... You'll be much happier. It's a brighter room anyway.
Yeah.
It's a more
which
airy
is a little
room.
Worrisome for a television. You don't want it too bright because you don't want the glare off the TV. But I think we can manage that by putting it on the side wall there. And it was a good idea.
If anybody has a line on opening day tickets for my wife, I guess I'm now in the market. So cool.
Who's going to be giving up their opening day tickets?
No idea.
going to be hard enough to get them to in the first place this year.
That's what I'm telling you.
All right, we got Take on Woods coming up in a couple of minutes. Real or fake?
Figure it out, man.
I'm sorry.
It's your idea.
It is.
Throwback Thursday,
real or fake game. 833-288-0973. Aztecs last night hosted Utah State. Another late game. Woods got through first half, though.
Yeah, first half.
Yeah, what very a first proud half of it myself. Was, especially for senior Adam Seiko.
My God.
Who said it was like throwing a ball into the ocean. I mean, just the basket was that big. He went 6 for 6 from three-point range in the first half. The Aztecs had an 18-0 run. I think it went from 12-11 to 30-11 in the first half, and that was pretty much all she wrote. Now, after you settled in and went to sleep, the second half, Utah State started making everything. They're a very good offensive team, top 20 in the country, and they got hot, and they actually did pull within 6 with about 3 minutes to go. And
starting to panic
everyone,
a little bit.
You know, if you're an Aztecs fan, it was panic time, but San Diego State continued to make their shots and make baskets, and they put them away with a 10-point win. Good offensive performance by the Aztecs last night as they wanted 85-75?
In your opinion, was the Utah State second half more about Utah State and their ability to shoot, or was it more about defense not D'ing up? Where was everything going in? Was it just...
I will say Brian Dutcher's opinion. He said, yeah, we didn't play as well defensively in the second half. I think he said it was kind of... it wasn't one specific thing. I mean, he made the point... You know, there's certain guys that they're the shooters, and they did a good job against those guys. You know, they have one of the great shooters. He went like 2 for 7, had one of his worst games of the season. But he said there's also the guys who you say, okay, this guy drives the basket, so make sure you don't let him drive. But he said you can't just let him shoot threes. Like, we were good. We stopped him from driving, but their other guys started making threes. You gotta figure it out. I mean, you got to be able to adjust, and if those guys are getting hot, you have to be able to stop them from shooting threes. And he said we were a little slow to react on that in the second half. But ultimately, you get up by 20 in the first half. You can weather a few three-pointers in the second half. And the Aztecs did get the win to stay in first place, 7-1 now in the Mountain West.
There was one of the most soul-stealing blocks in the first 3 minutes of the game. Who was it?
I think it was Keisha.
Todd Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
My God. There's blocks where the guy goes up, and you slap it, and the ball goes flying. Then there's blocks where the guy goes up, and you take your hand, and you put it on top of the ball, and you go, not
today! Pushing back down.
Yeah, I do that to my kids on the bed. I'm like, not right now. You know, like, we're messing around wrestling, and I just take him by the hand, and bam! He took this dude's soul. And I was laughing. Like, it was so gnarly. It was such a good block. I started thinking about it. I go, you know, we always talk about on our show, what's the coolest thing, if you've ever played sports, what's the coolest thing? You know, if you stripe a golf ball down the middle 330 yards, that's a pretty damn good feeling. When you barrel up a baseball into a gap, you see the guy just turn and run for the fence. That's a good feeling. Blocking somebody's shot is right up there.
Not tipping it.
What he did is he took it, he goes, nope, and just pushed him down.
Well, that's a great way to do it. One of the most spectacular ones is, though, when you go way up and you hit it like a volleyball player and spike it seven rows into the crowd.
That's good, too.
But then the ball just goes back to the team that shot it because it's out of bounds on you.
He just went, nope.
The best kind is when you kind of block it but gently knock it right to a teammate, keep it in bounds so you can continue the play. It's rarely as spectacular as the boom, slap, you know, and it just knocks it way off the court. Those are
certainly
really
more efficient.
Cool.
The guy should have hung him up he got blocked like that. It was embarrassing.
The one I love, though, is when you go up like from behind and you like pin it against the glass. Oh, you block it and pin it right against the glass and then pull it down yourself. That's a cool block.
Very sexy. yeah, it is. But I thought to myself, duffing a drive is one of the worst things you can do. Striking out doesn't really bother me. It happens in baseball. Booting a ground ball sucks. But going up for what you think is going to be, oh, I've got this, and that guy pushes you back down. I got to imagine, I've never done it or had it done to me. I got to imagine dropping a stiff arm in somebody's chest and just pushing them to the ground feels pretty good. Conversely, feels pretty awful when you're going to tackle a guy and he just manhandles you.
Ezekiel Elliott snapping the ball and then just... ending up flat on his butt on the final play of the season.
Here it is. Alex tweeted it in. He goes, good. The guy who got blocked is 7-1, and he took his soul from him. That was amazing. Amazing. That was my highlight of the night. I know Seiko was off his ass, 6 for 6. That was a lot of fun.
He finished with 25 points.
The one he hit, I think it was before the timeout, it was so deep from 3-point, and everyone just mobbed him after that. I mean, he was like, it was like Steph Curry range.
The proverbial heat check. Yeah. All right, how hot am I? And you almost don't blame him. I'm always like, come on, dude. They always miss him, and it's like, that was a waste of a possession. You just shot a 37-footer because you were hot. But then when they make it, it's like the best thing
it's
of all
time.
It's
the greatest.
Aztecs back at home again this Saturday. They host San Jose State at 6 o'clock, trying to, you know, maybe put a little distance between them and the rest of the Mountain West. Right now, still just a one-game lead over Boise State and Nevada, who are 6-2. Aztecs are 7-1, so they have to keep winning to stay in first place in the Mountain West. All right, it looks like we got a caller or two. Let's get to today's game of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, let's go out to our contestant today. He is up in Ramona.
What's up, guys?
Hey, who's this?
This is Paul.
Oh.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
All right, there you go. Good? Good, Paul?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Thank you, very good, very good.
Hey, right. Paul, how you doing?
Is it hot out there still?
Did you catch the game last night?
You're a legend.
All right, we can tell Paul's a real tier one, so he knows how real or fake works. All you have to do is get 4 out of the 7 right. And you will qualify for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas, a night at the Wynn. Very fancy tickets to comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. Check out his Netflix special, Is It Me? He's going to be at the iconic Wynn Theater, at the Encore Theater at the Wynn, March 3rd and 4th, May 27th and 28th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. All right, here's your topic today. Topic near and dear to my heart. Berto's Taco Shop. So, you know, Roberto's, the original from National City, all over the county. Alberto's was the first offshoot, but there are now many, many other knockoffs in San Diego. Today on Real or Fake, I'll give you a taco shop name. You have to tell me if it's real and can be found in the San Diego County area, or if it's a fake I've made up for the game. Paul?
I like this.
You ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, round one, taco shops, Filiberto's, real or fake?
Real deal.
Real deal.
Yes, sir.
That's definitely real. All right, 1 point for you. Very good. All right, round two, Roberto's. Like
Roberto.
No, that's real. There's Roberto's out there as well. Let's change it as little as possible and throw it in there. All right, that's okay. We still have plenty of rounds left. Round three. Baja Bertos. Real or fake?
Let's go real.
That's fake. That's me, too.
Yeah, Woods can help you out. Why'd you know that was fake? Just because it's me? All right, here we go. Round four. You got 1 point. You need 4 to win. Rigoberto's. Real or fake?
Oh, that's real.
That is real?
Ooh, yeah. Real.
Okay.
Definitely real. That's two. You got 2 out of 4 right. All right, round five, real or fake taco shops. Juan Berto's. Real or fake?
Woods, what's up?
I'm going to say fake, buddy.
He's going to say fake. You don't have to go with him.
You should, though.
I'm going with Woods.
No! Real. Is it really? No! There's no way!
There is.
No, there's not.
A Juan Berto's.
I would have definitely said fake.
Oh,
all right.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Okay, you need to get these last two right, though, Paul, to win our game. Round six. Maria Berto's. Real or fake? Fake. Very good.
Oh, right. Okay.
Good. Quick answer, and he's right. So, for the, like, I don't know, eighth straight time, it comes down to round seven. Game seven. For the win on Taco Shop, real or fake? Paul, Ruriberto's. Real or
Rudy
fake?
Berto?
Ruriberto's. Ruriberto's. Ruriberto's.
What?
That's real.
Let's do it.
Yes!
Yes! Yeah! Nice job, Paul!
Woo! I owed you one.
Try the taquitos. They're my favorites. Congratulations, Paul. You
have you tried the lasagna? That's my favorite.
Don't get that at Roberto's or any of the Bertos. Not a great choice, the lasagna.
All right.
All right, Paul, you'll get your information. Hang on the line there, Paul.
It never gets old.
Other Paul will get all your info, and we'll put you into the grand prize drawing this month for the trip to Las Vegas.
Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
It's like my kids being born in that. It's like my best things that ever happened to me.
Is it still hot out there?
God. All right. Well, speaking of food delivery. Had a courtside delivery last night at a basketball
fantastic
game. We'll
fantastic stuff.
Our Don't Do This segment coming up next. We'll do that when we come back. It's Ben and Wood. Stick around. We'll return after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't do this.
I got a little surprise for you, know what I'm saying?
Don't do this.
Listen, if I've said something bad, I mean, tell me I'm a bad boy. You know, just tell me I'm a bad boy.
Why? Just why?
I get the argument. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not a moron.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Don't do this.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Boy, that intro sucks.
Why do we keep playing it if we all dislike
Throwback
it
Thursday.
So much?
Have to do it.
It's no rules, though.
It's
on
our
Throwback
weekly Thursday. Don't do this for us.
For us.
Like, we did this for like 3 months.
Tell me I'm a bad boy. Tell me
I'm a
bad boy.
Surprise for you.
You can log in and listen to 97.3 The Fan on the Odyssey app or on 97.3thefansd.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Eagles at Pechanga Arena on March 3rd. You'll earn one entry for every hour. You listen. You should get an entry.
Listen
just
to the Eagles. Just listen to Ben and Wood.
You should get an entry just for listening to that intro, right there. All right, Woodsy, get us started with one of your favorites. I know.
Oh yes,
Coach Brian
Kelly.
Coach
Brian Kelly, he of Boston, Massachusetts.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
Yeah.
And we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans.
One of the better moments of 2022 was the Brian Kelly intro. The head coach of the LSU Tigers, and a lot of people would say that Brian Kelly is overpaid. In this case,
a lot of people would say many college football coaches at that level are vastly overpaid.
But in this case, he was literally overpaid. An audit of LSU's athletics department found that head football coach Brian Kelly was overpaid more than $1 million last year.
All right, that's more than just
$600.
Yeah, that's a million extra dollars. No one noticed that $1 million was missing.
He probably, I mean, they did an audit. He didn't say anything.
Did he not realize it either? I mean, or is it possible that he's looking around and going, "Well, I mean, if they don't."
I don't say anything.
Or do you make so much money at some point?
Does it not even?
It doesn't even register that you're getting too much.
Like, my excuse would have been: I'm so focused on just being the head coach that I don't even notice. My wife handles all of it. I don't even see it. I've just got my head down, going over X's nose. But they have since enacted an adjusted pay schedule so that the school can recoup their funds by the end of the fiscal year 2023. According to the report. So when you say Brian Kelly is overpaid, you're actually right. He literally was by $1 million. And now he's got to give it back.
That would suck, though.
Your paychecks go down
for an entire year just to make up for all the extra money that they paid you the first year.
Yeah. Damn it.
All right. This was a funny one. A little visual, but I can describe it for you. Last night's college basketball game, Loyola. Your beloved Loyola Ramblers against Duquesne in
Spelled
Pittsburgh.
Duquesne.
It's in Pittsburgh. Duquesne won the game, but during the game, apparently someone sitting courtside decided they didn't really want to eat the concession stand food, so they used their Uber Eats app to order up, I guess, a bag of McDonald's, which... it's very creative. I do have some questions, but as the game was going on, and it's on television, so you're watching this, you know, the ball kind of goes into the corner, and a guy's kind of trapped defensively, you know, by the three-point line. And the Uber Eats guy just walks right out, like, onto the court, like, within, a foot or two of the players.
Oh, yeah.
Like, excuse me, trying to get by.
There's
making
a play
delivery,
going on.
Making a delivery here. Not on the sideline. Not during a timeout. During the actual game.
There's a play at his end of the court.
Yeah, no, he's within
a
less
foot.
Than a yard of the players.
Yes.
He's right there, like, excuse me, need to get by. Hey, I've got a delivery here. You know, and he's out there in the court, and the referee's going to blow the whistle, and they're like,
hey,
pointing, like, what are you doing? I do have questions, though. So how did the guy get in? Did the guy who ordered the Uber Eats, like, put in the notes, okay, you're going to have to buy a ticket to the game to then come down and deliver me my food on the court? Did he just... talk his way in when he got there? Hey, someone ordered food.
Yeah.
I'm delivering food.
Yeah, that's probably
in.
It. How far along in the game were they?
It was like the second half, I think.
Okay, so yeah, I'm sure the guy at the front desk was like, oh, somebody ordered this? Go ahead. It's a brilliant way to get into a game, though.
And, I mean, considering how much, you know, concession prices generally are, even the upcharge with the tip and the premium prices for the delivery, it's probably less than stadium food to begin with.
I should make Hannah... to get into opening day, pretend to be an Uber Eats delivery driver and walk in with a big bag of McDonald's and say, I've got to drop this off, instead of actually finding a ticket for it, because it's going to prove to be impossible.
Hope you left a pretty good tip, though.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah, on that one.
But, yeah, it was pretty funny to see. I've got a good doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
We talked about clout chasing a couple weeks ago. Ben, your son accused you of clout chasing because you tagged Scott Van Pelt in a tweet, pretty innocuous tweet about a bad beat. You're actually just feeding him content because he does a bad beat segment. There was a really bad beat, and you...
and we're colleagues.
You know, yeah, you both...
ESPN, I'm ABC.
That's right. You know. That's right. Jimmy Butler turned the nightmare for a young Heat fan into a dream come true. There was a kid from Argentina, flew all the way to Miami to watch his favorite player, Jimmy Butler. And there was a sign that he held up And it said, where did the sign go? Crap. Basically, hey, I flew 4,500 miles to see you. We flew 4,405 miles to see you play. Can we get a photo or a big face coffee before the game? Unfortunately, Jimmy Butler was ruled out of that game with a back injury. So cameras saw the young man, his sister, holding up the sign. Butler wasn't playing. It was on Instagram, and Butler goes, I got you, dude. Don't worry about it. Brings him down to the court, gives him a jersey, takes a picture with him, really, really does it up for this young man. Again, look, you see it all the time, people griping about the NBA. Hey, man, we live in Iowa, and my son loves LeBron. We came all the way to L.A., and now LeBron is out with load management. It is a bummer. It's a bummer. There's no question about it. Jimmy, though, found a way to make it even better than watching him play.
I saw when I got to the Farmers yesterday, there was a kid with his dad, and they had a little handmade sign, and it said, I skipped school today to see John Rahm win.
It's huge.
And then I saw Rahm didn't play very well, and I felt bad for the kid. Like, he's not winning right now. But then I was watching the TV broadcast, and the kid made it on the TV broadcast, and John Rahm's caddy came over and gave him a golf ball during, and he was, like, smiling.
So cool.
To ear, just a little tiny interaction is all it takes, and athletes can absolutely make a day, make a week, make a year for a fan like that.
Yeah, I often give out microphones to little kids when I see them, you know, big fans of Doo Doo This and Take on Woods. I give them a microphone.
Where is that little microphone I saw that you took Paulie's to fantasy camp? Yeah, we Paulie's got the little got tiny microphone. Hey, now.
Did you ever get anything from an athlete, Paulie? You either? Did you ever get somebody's jersey or shoes? I got a few actually that really? Are pretty interesting.
Yeah, actually, when I was like 12, we were season ticket holders for the Tacoma Rainiers, the AAA team for the Mariners. And every once in a while, I still wanted like autographs. You could wait. There was a very easily accessible, the door from the locker room to the parking lot, basically. You could just sit there and wait for autographs.
Yeah, sit there and wait.
An outfielder prospect named Jamal Strong, he got called up to the big leagues that night, and so he was walking out with like three big bags
on his
couple
way.
Of boxes of bats and all this stuff, and my dad goes, she asked him if he needs a hand. I'm like, okay. I'm like, hey, can I help you? And he goes, actually, yeah, that'd be great. So I carried a box of bats to his car with him. It was like his Honda or whatever.
Yeah,
and he pulls one out, signed it, and gave it to me.
Yeah,
it was really nice. Cool.
Had a couple when I was a kid. Cat used to caddy for my dad in the pro-ams and stuff, and my dad was playing with a guy named Ken Green. You remember him?
Yeah.
Wore a green golf glove.
He leaned into it.
Gave it to me after the round, which was pretty cool. Cool thing to get a glove, but I got the green glove. Then, probably my biggest thing I ever got.
There's also Hubert Green on tour. I don't know if he wore a green glove, though.
No, but Ken Green, like you said, leaned into it. Went to the Garden to watch the Celtics play the Knicks when I was a kid, and Patrick Ewing threw me a Gatorade towel, which was pretty badass.
Speaking of clout chasing, I was on the lookout for this woman yesterday at Torrey Pines.
Hey, Max Homa, can I get a hole? Yeah.
Did not see her. Max Homa was there. He shot a 4-under par in the first round on the North Course, but didn't find the Max Homa hole. Yeah, lady. At the tournament.
Is she done with that bit? Or she's
hey, Jordan Spieth! Can I get a hole?
He's not even in the tournament. He's not in the field at the Farmers
My
Insurance.
My favorite is when she's at Fenway. The guy goes, shut up! Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
And that's Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
Hey, Fenway Park! Can I get a hole, yeah? Oh.
Nope.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Wes on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it is Thursday. It's an Eric Adelson Thursday. Our senior NFL insider will join us as we get ready. Maybe refine our picks a little bit. We still need to make those for the AFC and NFC championship games on Sunday. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Beside me, my only son.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting some emails from my 10 News weather colleagues right now about some wind activity and trouble on the roadways because of the high winds, and expecting that it's going to get to the coast here soon and could cause a little havoc with the golfers at Torrey Pines. But first things first, definitely some traffic issues out there. Before Eric Adelson joins us, let's get a quick check of traffic with Kelly Danick here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the Premier Cadillac of Carlsbad Traffic Center, part of the Premier Auto family, here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic is sponsored by California Coast Credit Union. A couple things to watch out for when you travel this morning. Collision on northbound side of the 5 just past 28th Street. A couple cars involved in this one. They are over the right shoulder. Also traveling on the eastbound 8 near College. We have reports of a stalled vehicle in the fast lane. Keep in mind, high wind advisory until 10 o'clock tonight. Some gusty conditions around parts of the county, especially out there on the 8. From Alpine to Imperial County, high-profile vehicles not recommended through that area. California Coast Credit Union is here to make home buying easy, whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to refinance. CalCoast has a solution, zero closing cost home loans available. Visit calcoastcu.org. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. And Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. It's Thursday, and we are joined right now by our senior NFL insider, Eric Adelson, back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. And by the way, we will be joining Eric in his journalism class later this morning via Zoom, all the way there to Central Florida. Hi, Eric.
Thank you in advance for doing that, and thank you to all the loyal listeners who stuck with me through all this time and went with Jags plus 8.5 and got rich off of my pick.
That's true.
Yeah, it is.
That's totally true.
God, that field goal murdered us. It murdered us, Eric. No, it was good to see you get one right, you know, after a while. It was. But, I mean, obviously, this is, you know, this is, we're getting down to the end of it. In my opinion, I think the four best teams in the NFL are here. I'm really excited about these games. Got a kind of gut feeling on where I'm going to go with both of them. I think injuries are going to play a fairly big factor, I think, in both games, don't you?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point that I hadn't thought of, that I think these are the top four teams. I really wonder how the league evaluates this, considering that the two bye teams are in it, and if this gets to be consistent, I wonder if they'll think of that as a good thing or a bad thing. But I think that the best teams in my mind are the teams with the two best receiving cores, those being the Bengals and the Eagles. And I do think that the Eagles have the best all-around team, but the most talented team, I think, is the Bengals. So I expect it to be Bengals-Eagles.
Technically, Eric, nothing has changed since this weekend. We all saw Patrick Mahomes' injury. We knew right away it was a high ankle sprain, and even – what was it? Tony Romo, right on the broadcast, said, you know, it's going to still be hurting him next week. It gets worse, not better, after 7 days. Yet I think it's been funny looking at the line over these last. So here's the timeline. It started out Chiefs by 2.5. And then 5 minutes later, it was Chiefs by one. Then Monday morning, it was had flipped, and the Bengals were favored by one. Tuesday morning, the Bengals were favored by 2.5. By Tuesday afternoon, the Bengals were back to 1.5-point favorites. Yesterday, it became a pick'em, and now this morning, the Chiefs are favored again by 1 point. And I presume this is because Patrick Mahomes practiced and was listed as a full participant and said he is going. But do we really know anything? I mean, I said on Monday, we're not going to hear anything otherwise, other than, yes, he's playing and he's going to be great. They're not going to say anything other than that to us.
Yeah, they don't want to give away any advantage. I think if this is a regular season game, I think he'd be questionable at best. And I think that that's probably what we would go with and what the line would go with. In his defense, he was very effective even on the bad leg, so he probably could be that again. But I still think that the problem or the challenge is not on offense, it's on defense. I'm not sure that the Chiefs' defense is that much better than the Bills' defense. And the one person we're not really talking about enough, I think, is Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon was a beast last week. I think that he's the X factor. And he keeps the defenses honest, and then Joe Burrow can go to work with the receivers. I think even if Mahomes is 110%, I think the Bengals win.
What's your gut feeling on the Bengals' defense right now? Because I'm telling you, I've been really enjoying Eli Apple's tweets all week. He's lost his mind. Look, I know it's against a different team, but you can rest assured that the Chiefs players are seeing him running his mouth and going, yeah, we've burned Eli before. In fact, everybody has. Let's take it right to this guy. Do you think that the Bengals defense, I have them to win too. Do you think that they can keep them in the game?
Yeah, I don't think Eli Apple is as good as he thinks he is.
He's definitely not. The numbers bear it out.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs will torch him. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. I just don't think that on the other side of the ball there's enough there to stop the Bengals unless there's something. Now, granted, the Chiefs are very clever, and they can if we put pressure on any quarterback, it'll help. But you have to be a complete defense, and you have to have some depth. And a really good pass rush. The Chiefs don't have those things, but I do think Eli Apple will be a little quieter after this game because the Chiefs. If he really wants to put his money where his mouth is, he'll shadow Travis Kelce. Good luck with that,
and
then we'll see how that goes. Not well for him, but I think it'll be enough. The Bengals are not an elite defense to me. But it's enough. I think they'll have enough.
Talking to our friend Eric Adelson here on Ben and Woods, I said last week that I'm worried that Brock Purdy is going to have that game where he runs into the wall. But I also said last week he doesn't have to do everything himself. Just even mediocre Brock Purdy can win a game because San Francisco has got enough weapons. They've got enough defense that he doesn't have to be great. Is that true this week though? Can the 49ers win with Brock Purdy simply not making too many mistakes and doing what he's been doing to win his first 7 or 8 career starts, whatever he's at?
They can. That defense is part of the offense, not only in the field position game, but in terms of making plays and creating turnovers. And this is arguably the biggest stage Jalen Hurts has ever been on. So even though he's hardly a rookie, he's inexperienced when it comes to this moment. So the Niners, as long as they have that defense, can do that, can create opportunities, and then Purdy can manage the game. So yes, they can. I just don't think they will because the depth of the Eagles, front four and linebacking core, and they have Darius Slay in the backfield, the defensive backfield. I just think that's too much. And I think you're asking I don't even know if it would matter if it was Trey Lance or Garoppolo or anybody. I just think that the Eagles are stacked. They're stacked on both sides of the ball and more so than I think any other team that's left. And I think that's why the Vegas has them as the favorites.
Talking to our pal Eric Adelson here, our NFL insider. They got five guys listed, Eric, for MVP. Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Justin Jefferson. In your opinion, are they going to give it to Mahomes again? Or it feels like a two-man race between Hurts and Mahomes, but I've been wrong before.
I think it hurts. You have to sort of delete your recent memory because these votes are in before the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
And if it was taken now, people would probably say Burrow or Mahomes. I would say it hurts for sure, except that he was not 100% at the very end, but then the voters can say, well, the fact that Minshew was just okay, the wins above replacements on Hurts was significant. So I do think that it's Hurts. I think he carried them to a new level. And we actually got to see what the team is like without him, and it's good, not great. And I think that'll be enough.
You know, we just mentioned it. Joe Burrow is an MVP finalist. Are we sleeping on him just a little bit, though? I always had him just a notch below like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, yet he's now 5-1 in the playoffs as a starter, and he certainly got that it factor, whatever it is. The more I see it, the more he just kind of oozes it as a leader and a quarterback, and it's so hard to imagine with that baby face that he's got, but he's got it, Eric. He's got it.
Yeah, I think that we have slept on him a little bit. I think that if you follow the college game, you're not surprised because he has this tremendous ability to keep his eyes down the field when he leaves the pocket. And for a still young quarterback, that's very hard to do, and it's just totally paralyzing for a lot of defenses, even elite defenses. I think we're so enamored with this huge rocket arm or with the Lamar Jackson speed that we don't see that he has an elite arm and elite feet. It's just that it's not dump off the screen in either case. But he's also very accurate, and he's a tremendous leader. The slow start, I think that got a lot of people down on the Bengals and thinking, well, he couldn't pull out against the Rams. And there were a couple, I wouldn't say fluky victories, but they had a couple very close wins in the playoff last year. That division was down. There were a lot of reasons not to believe all the way in the Bengals. But if you watch last week's game, going into that environment, and it wasn't even that hard for them, I think that changes the narrative on him, and probably permanently.
All right, before you go, Eric, I'm feeling a little nervous about doing your class again and talking to the students later this morning. Paul told me that last year when we did it, and was it just me and you, Paul, last year?
I thought it was all of us.
Just
you guys.
I think it was just the two of us last year. That it was like your student's favorite part of the whole semester, and I'm going, I don't remember us being that good, so I don't know what I do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, can you give me just like a couple of tips here before we jump on a Zoom later?
You got the closer with you today.
Thank you. I know. I'm happy about that.
We're good.
I mean, you got to consider the audience. I think if you quote some Taylor Swift lyrics, I think you'll be okay.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah, okay. Paul's got that. Good. No, they loved you guys because this is a sports programming class, and it's kind of a little bit of magic what you guys do, pulling it together, sometimes planned, sometimes ad-lib. But also I want to be a little bit serious because one of the things I think that stuck with the students that we spoke about last year was you, when passed away, you guys talked about how you just changed the tone of the show.
Yeah.
And that was something that I think stuck with the students because they're used to sort of the – you know, jovial, jocular, which you guys do, but you're not afraid and you're willing to go with the tone of the day and speak to the audience in the moment you're in. And I think that if you talk a little bit about that, I think that will resonate.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll talk to you in a couple of hours. Eric, thank you for your time as always, and we'll chat with you next week.
Thanks in advance.
Thanks, buddy.
Eric Adelson on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. It's funny that that Eric mentioned that about the tone change, and I didn't tell you this, guy. I wasn't even going to tell it to you off the air. But now here we are, sharing all of our secrets on the air.
Oh God!
I actually got I don't want to say scolded yesterday, but Adam called me, and he was right. He was 100% right. So yesterday we were talking
about
right
now.
Me too. What in the world?
Yesterday, and it was my fault. That's why he called me. We were talking about Mike Clevenger, obviously a really serious topic, and we did it in our 6:30 segment, but then it carried over into our 7 o'clock segment, and we were still talking about it, and it got to be 7:09, and it was like time to play Take on Woods, and
it did feel a little
it
weird.
It just felt like it was too abrupt of a change from one tone to another tone, and he just called and said, you know, it sounded kind of abrupt. And I go, you're absolutely
right.
I kind of looked at the clock, and I said, oh, we need to stay on the clock. And I should have. And he said, yeah, just take a break, and we can come back and do Take on Woods later. And he was 100% right, and we had a nice conversation about it. But tone is an important thing on the show. And sometimes you get it right, and sometimes you don't quite get it right.
No doubt.
Yesterday didn't quite get it right.
Today is the anniversary of Kobe's passing as well. I mean, you remember.
Is it really?
Yeah, today is the anniversary. That was an awful, awful hard show to do. We've had a few. You know, we've had a few in our row. We've had some great ones, some great moments. And then, you know, when there are scenarios that present themselves that we have to talk about, you know, like Mike Clevenger, who we all really, really liked a lot, didn't obviously know what was going on behind closed doors.
Don't entirely know.
Right.
But, certainly.
Those are the sports stories. How many times over the last few years have we had to get together on a phone call or texting each other, you know, the night before being like, what do we do tomorrow? January 7th, 2021.
Right.
That show was very uncomfortable and different and weird.
It's not what our strong suit is, but
the social justice movements and stuff, you know, school shootings,
terrible.
You know, that happens every week now. And just like
every other day.
It's like we have to be like, how do we balance doing our show,
being us,
being an escape, but also not ignoring
Because it does feel weird to get on, you know, a day after, you know, a bunch of kids get shot at school and be like, so anyway, the guard play last night from Loyola was outstanding. I loved it. I thought they really moved the ball well, and it doesn't make sense. It's not authentic.
But at the same time, that's why people are listening to us. They want to escape from the world
for
a few hours.
So do we.
And they need it the most, like when bad things happen. But then how do we
navigate
that? It is hard at times.
There are days, the first 2 days of the week were super duper easy, super duper fun, carving guy, having a ball. And then, you know, the Clev news breaks and it's, oh, good, great. You know, we got to talk about this. We have to. But, you know, it's important. It's important that we do that. And I think we do a good job of it. I do. I did feel that a little bit yesterday, too. Like, oh, well, I guess we're wrapping this up now. All right, let's do some music trivia for everybody.
Yep. And that was on me. I'll wear that one that I missed the mark,
Ben,
a little bit.
Thanks
on
a
the
lot.
Show yesterday.
Thanks a lot. Well, it's you. You're a good steward. You're trying to stay on time, get everything in.
But you can't be a slave to it as well.
No, you cannot.
Which I do understand. And I actually felt it at the time, too, and I told Adam, I said, no, I 100% agree with you. Yes, I realized right away that this didn't feel like the right decision, but then you play the open and you started the game and you're not going to put the genie back in the bottle.
Yeah, can't do it.
So,
you know,
just went on and finished it at that point. So we'll talk a little more football in our next hour. I got another guest as well. It's been so long since we've talked with Mick Schaefer from Kansas City, sports director, my counterpart out there. About the Chiefs, and I'm really curious about how much he believes what's coming out of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes about his health. Full participant, really. Not even probable, you know, questionable, but full go, ready to go, no doubt in his mind that he's going to be playing on Sunday.
Shanahan's going the complete the opposite way. I don't know if Debo and McCaffrey, I don't know if they're going to be ready. I don't know. I'm just not sure yet. They both sat out of practice yesterday.
It almost makes me feel more like they are going to be ready, and I'm not sure about Patrick Mahomes
anymore.
I know.
I feel the same way.
The more confident you sound, the more doubt is creeping in.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, you know, me thinks he doth protest too much.
Yeah.
Or at least is too confident in this case.
I feel the exact same way.
It's gamesmanship, and in the NFL playoffs with a week between games is where you get it more than any other place in sports, right? Because you've got all these days to carry between the two games with the stories, and you got to meet with the media like every single day, and there's a ton of people asking questions, and it's gamesmanship at this point. So we'll talk with Mick Schaefer coming up.
I love Mick
hour.
Schaefer. You will too if you've never heard him. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's very good. All right, we'll come back. We'll reset. Two more hours to go. We can get back to some more baseball talk and golf talk and more. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.